doing.
$10,000 a month of free ad spend is something I wish I had.
Exactly.
This is the Church Growth Nation Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is Ross Turner. I am the owner of the Vibrant Agency. And hey, this is the Church Growth Nation show. And I got my man Will here. He helps us with a lot of our social media marketing for churches. Normally, if you've been watching our episode, we do an interview like Skype style with another pastor, kind of talking about tips and strategies that they've used in their church. Today, I wanted to switch it up. We talked to a lot of churches about how they're growing their church. And a thing that always comes up is marketing, is digital marketing. And one by one, we kind of talk each church through the process of how to use Facebook ads, Google grants. But one thing I recently promised one of our clients is we need to do a how-to video of the way to like perfectly set up your social media and digital marketing for your church. And I think a lot of churches struggle with this because they aren't techie or they're not exactly sure how to do it. Because it really stinks when you spend money to do a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad and you don't know if you're doing it right. You don't know if you're going to see, you know, results from that money that you're spending. And so I think that we want to just spend the next couple minutes just telling you exactly how to perfectly set up your church's digital marketing strategy. Am I lying? I mean, we get that all the time. How to use Google grants. Tell me, in your opinion, on a scale of 1 to 10, how legit hard is it to get completely from beginning to completely set up on Google Grants?
It should definitely be easier. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. They give you plenty of hurdles to get through it all. Yeah. But those that do it successfully know what they're doing.
$10,000 a month of free ad spend is something I wish I had.
Exactly.
But it is a lot of hoops to jump through. And I think that it's worth it if you go through it. So here's what I suggest. You have to think of marketing. This is where I get in trouble is when I say this. But you have to think of marketing the same way that you would think of a sales funnel. And I get so much hate because it's like these are business terms. But the heart is different. The goal is reaching people. The goal is to tell people about Jesus or to reach somebody at their house or on their phone when they're hurting or they're going through something, they have questions. And I think back in the day before we had internet, before we had social media, the only way to reach those people was to hope that they came on a Sunday or came to a service and heard a message and were blessed by it. But today it's different. We can take that message to them. We can take that message to their phone. And here's the thing that people overemphasize is what you post. They put all of their eggs in the basket of how often are we posting on Instagram? How often are we posting on Facebook? What's the problem with that?
I think the biggest problem is that they get really wrapped up in, they start strong. They know exactly what they're gonna post, and they can post strong for 14 days, 21 days, mm-hmm. but then they just run out of content, mm-hmm. and they really hit that wall. And it's because they were posting maybe 2 or 3 times a day, mm-hmm. over and over again, and so they felt really, really strong, and all of a sudden they've burned out. Mm-hmm. And what Instagram and Facebook are doing now is they're rolling out these algorithms more and more where they'll start to filter through. If you're posting too often, mm-hmm. not everyone's gonna see it because mm-hmm. it becomes almost annoying. And so what a lot of churches need to learn is how to work with the algorithm and things mm-hmm. like that.
I think finding a way to grow your following by doing a good job of your schedule, your content is huge. But I think another thing that people aren't realizing is it doesn't matter how much or how well that you post, in the sense that those people that see that are the people who already like you on Facebook, already follow you on Instagram. What about the 10,000 people in a 2-mile radius of right here that don't follow you? It doesn't matter what you post, so they're not gonna see it. So that's when ads, when paid ads start coming into play. Here's what you need to understand for digital marketing. The principle is you give first, ask later. give first, ask later. So what I mean by that is whatever your paid ad is, don't go for join us a Sunday. You're invited. Plan your visit. Come to our Easter celebration. Come to this big event. That's going for an ask. You don't ask first, you give first, so that people are hearing about your church and they're liking what they're seeing. They feel like they got value from it. So you want to give a tip or a clip from one of your sermons, or hey, hope you're blessed by this verse, or marriage tips from your latest series. You want to give something without asking. And so I would spend probably 80% of my budget on pushing a give first, I would say like a video. So you take a clip from your last message and you do one of those cool subtitle videos, or maybe you just do a, have somebody, you know, professionally do, or put your camera up and say, you know, whatever's on your heart. Hey, wherever you are, and we have a heart for this city, and I bet you do too, and we believe in strong families. So I just wanna encourage you, whatever you're going through right now, God has you, and don't give up, don't lose hope, or something that's just giving something from your heart to them. But then what you do is now their first impression of you was a good one. Like, these guys are good. I like what they're saying. They have good culture, good content. I just felt good about hearing from this pastor. And so then you set up a retargeting audience on Facebook. I'm going to show you how to do that in just a second. And you show those people only a ask ad. An ask ad, I mean, plan your visit. I mean, join us for this Easter or this Father's Day event that we're doing. You invite them as the ask after you've already given them value. Does that make sense? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, and there's that idea in marketing that you have to see something not once, yeah, not twice,
yep,
but like 7 or 8 times before, yep, it sticks. So if I'm young and I'm looking for a church and I see come to Christ Church or come to this other church, like, there's nothing special. It might say we are fun and we have good music, yeah, but it's not special. But if I'm able to see that invite after already maybe watching a 30-second clip, mm-hmm, I already have that connection.
Yeah, and I know for myself, I don't usually respond to ads on my phone until I've seen it a few times. I think 7 is what they say in marketing right now. There's a, you know, everybody's doing like Grubhub and Uber Eats and all these food delivery. There's one locally here. What's it called? What's the local one out here?
It might be like Slow Eats or something like that.
Okay, Slow Eats, I think it is. And Slow is our San Luis Obispo Slow Eats. And I saw their ad on Instagram and I didn't do anything with it. And I kept seeing that ad. Maybe I checked out their website once, something, but I kept seeing the ad and I tried it eventually, but I had seen that ad 7, 8, maybe even 9 times before I responded to it. I think the same way goes with churches, and coming to a church is a bigger ask than trying a food delivery service. So it even might take longer than that. So you want to show that ad at a frequency. One of the metrics on Facebook is the frequency, how often somebody's seen your ad. I think you want to go at least 7 times, maybe up to 12 or 13 times before you then show to the same audience, but you change the ad. So for us, I would recommend a church tries to spend enough money that you hit your frequency maybe within a 2 or 3 week period, and then you change your ad every 2 or 3 weeks, and they see that one 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times, and then you just keep repeating, you just keep changing it so it's always fresh. So you give first is the biggest part of the sales funnel, if you will, and you then invite them on a retargeting basis. So what I wanna show you today is a exact way to set up your digital marketing campaign. Google Grants is a way on Google that they give nonprofits a ad spend of up to $10,000 a month to promote your church's website on Google. And so the way to do it is through, you go through Google for Nonprofits, you sign up for an account on Google for Nonprofits, and they have you verify your nonprofit status through TechSoup. That's kind of where I think people get hung up is the tech, because you have to then enter your EIN number,
your phone number, your address, and sometimes they'll ask for tax forms.
Yeah.
And so it starts to get a little intimidating for some people.
Yeah, that's probably where the biggest time frame is, getting approved as a Google for Nonprofit entity. From there, you get like 6 things as an official Google for Nonprofit member. You get ad grants, which we'll talk about. You get like Maps API. You get free emails, which are like the branded ones, you know, with the at domain name address, and then a couple other things. But once you've gotten to that point, then what you do is you have to set up your AdWords campaign and then submit it for approval. So you open up a new AdWords account. And as you're opening it up, listen to this part. You cannot enter any billing info. If you enter billing info, then it's dumb how many hoops that they make you jump through in the right order. And if you screw up one of the hoops, you have to start all over. Because if you enter billing info, that account is, you have to start all over. So you enter a new Google AdWords account and don't enter billing info. And then you have to set up your account with the following rules. Number one, you have to have a $3.20 per day spend, which equals roughly $10,000 a month. You have to set up location targeting. So that means that you want to set up the zip codes that you are interested in when people are searching for church near me, but you don't want that showing up in a state, you know, that's 1,000 miles away. You want it to show up locally. So you enter the zip codes that you're interested in. You have to set up at least, is it two ad groups?
It's two or three.
It's two or three ad groups. I think it's two, do three for safety. At least two or three ad groups with at least two ads in every ad group. And so once you have all those set up, you have to choose your keywords. You can choose whatever keywords you want, but you cannot have any single word keywords. So what does that mean in Google? That means that you can't just say, I want to show my ad to anybody who searches for church or Jesus or whatever. It has to be churches near me, non-denominational church, church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I mean, it has to be specific like that. And once you get all those set up, the last thing that you have to add is a conversion. And this is where, you know, people can get, what's a conversion? What are we setting up as the conversion in Google Analytics or Google AdWords?
Yeah, so a conversion could be spending a certain amount of time on the website, or maybe clicking a certain portion of the website, clicking a button. But it just measures that they're actually following through with the next step.
Yeah. We're going to show you on the screen right here, but you'll see there's a spot on Google AdWords where you hit conversions. And when you click here, then you can set what type of action on the website counts as a conversion. And I recommend length of time on the website, because this is not a sale where you can count, like, if they bought the shirt, that counts as a conversion. This is just wanting somebody to be introduced to the brand. Poke around. Is this a place that I feel like I would fit? And to me, if they've spent more than, you know, a couple minutes on the website, that means that we didn't get a bounce. A bounce is the web term for somebody who checked out the site, they're like, nah, and they leave immediately. This is somebody who was like, interested, plan your visit. They like poked around a little bit. And so then once you have the conversion and the ad groups and the ad set up, you go to your Google for Nonprofits, you know, dashboard, and you click submit for approval. And how long is this process normally?
Yeah, it'll take usually like 5 to 7 business days, but that's if you do it right the first time. As soon as there's any mistakes, then you have to go back through the process again to make sure, and then resubmit for approval after that.
Yeah. Now, once you get approved, you do have to maintain it. Their rule is you have to hit a 5% or greater click-through rate. And so all that means is if you have ads that you've written up that are just not, nobody's clicking on it, then you need to change the ad. If you need to continuously be tweaking it until people are clicking on the ad, the better performing your ads are, the more people, the more Google will show it. And so you're gonna, you know, you're gonna get legitimate web traffic from people on Google. But here's the reality. This is where we're talking about a funnel. It's all about generating a retargeting audience on Facebook and Instagram, which I'm gonna show you in just a second. The funnel starts with Google, social media, give first ads, Yelp, just normal SEO. There's a lot of different ways. Google Grants is just one of the ones that we're talking about right now for the sales funnel. And to be honest, $10,000 a month in free ads is amazing, but it is not even going to be your biggest income of your funnel. You're going to get more people from social media. We tracked it for one of our churches not too long ago, and they actually, their biggest point of people finding out about them was?
It was Yelp.
Yelp. Yowzers, Yelp.
Yeah. So they were in San Francisco, a big city. So like they must have people going on and leaving reviews on Yelp, which
feels weird, but
it feels weird. But if that's what's getting the click throughs, they were getting more clicks from Yelp than from Facebook and Instagram mm-hmm. combined.
Yeah. And we actually didn't, this talks about the value of paying attention to where your traffic's coming from, because we would have never known that if we had not been tracking, you know, these platforms of where are people finding out about the church from. So you should find out about that, but Google is going to be one of them. When we're talking about give first campaigns, I want to tell you this, Instagram and Facebook is where your attention should be. So we've talked about Google grants. You got to get that set up. I wouldn't spend any real dollars on Google ads. I would let Google grants do its thing. Pay attention to that. I would put your budget behind Facebook and Instagram. Here's what we're doing for give first ads. In the second like part of this interview, this talk, this episode, we're going to show you the specifics of how to set up your Facebook pixel and to set up retargeting ads. But for now, I want to show you how to set up normal ads. A big mistake that I'm seeing a lot of churches do is they only push ask ads. Come to our event. Come to this. You want to do either a video or an article or a clip from a recent sermon that is completely just of value. You got to understand people's behavior on Instagram and Facebook is they're not going to be watching forever. You want this whole thing to be summed up in a minute or less. First off, Instagram cuts you off after a minute anyway. And so I'm finding that Instagram gets more views than Facebook at this point anyway. So really think in terms of what can I do in 60 seconds or less of a video that can add value to people. That might be a quote, a sermon quote. That might be a video that you film. But what you want to do is you want to not just make it an ad. You want to start with it as a post. And here's why. A mistake you can do is you start by just saying, I'm going to go and I'm going to make an ad right now. So you go to Facebook and you go to your ads manager. You click, I'm going to make an ad. I'm going to do a video. And you go, here's the problem. At the end of that, it's not going to show up on your feed. Like people can't go to your Instagram profile and see that ad because it's only being shown to the audience. And so you might have an ad that performs well and gets 400 comments and a bunch of likes, but people won't see that when they're checking out your feed because that's not going to be something that's stuck. So here's what you want to do. You want to first make it a post. Go to Instagram, upload the video, do whatever, you know, copy that you want, whatever hashtags you want, and post it. And then you're going to go to Facebook and what you're going to do is you're going to click on Business Manager. Now you don't want to run your Facebook ads just off your personal ad account. You have a lot more tools when you set it up as a Business Manager account. If you don't know how to do that, do a quick Google search for Facebook Business Manager and just set up an account. It is free, but it gives you a lot more tools. Within Business Manager, you're going to click on Ads Manager and then you're going to click Create Ad. And the first thing you're going to have is objective. And the objective here is what's your goal with this ad? And so the ones that we generally do are engagement. And engagement is usually best for getting really events to have, you know, I'm interested in this event or I'm coming. Engagement is where you go for Facebook events, which is really huge. That's how we run probably a lot of, probably 80% of our ads for churches is on engagement. The other is going to be web traffic. And that's when you're doing a pretty general ad. You know, it's just about getting people to come and check out the church's website. That's a good one. The other one is conversions. Conversions is going to be used a lot more in the ask campaign because you can measure, okay, it's costing me X amount of dollars per conversion. You can, we'll show you more about conversions in a bit. But the one I want you to really look at is video views. Video views is going to be where it's going to show it to people whose behavior on Instagram and Facebook is that they stop scrolling and they consume video content. And it shows it to people that have that as part of their behavior. So you set up video views as your campaign objective. Title this campaign, Give First Video Views. That will allow you to continue to add more ads, but it'll still be under the campaign. Facebook just changed its rules 2 weeks ago that they now set your budget at the campaign level. So you can add a bunch of ads later down the road and it just will still be spending only what you set at the campaign level. So the next thing you're going to do is you're going to go in and select your audience. And this is really, really huge because a big part of what people end up doing with their audience is they show it to Christians. And the way that they show it to Christians is by saying, I'm going to show it to people who like Hillsong, and I'm going to show it to people who like Jesus Culture, and I'm going to show it to people who like Stephen Furtick. And because it's like, well, these are my people, right? But the reality of a marketing campaign for a church is we're trying to reach the lost. And so I would suggest using a fairly broad spectrum of who is going to be shown these ads. So I would select maybe 22 years old, all the way up through 50, maybe 55. Those are the people that in that window, they're probably going to be at a point in their life where they might be ready for a lifestyle change. Or they might be looking to make a home church change. And I would also select men and women. And if you are a bilingual church, then I would choose the languages. If you're just English speaking, I would choose your language right there. But then your location. You have options, and I think this is a mistake a lot of people do, is they just select everyone in this location, and they probably do like 25-mile radius of the church. Depending on your area, if you're in an urban area, a city, I would select people who live in this area instead of people who are in this area, because you don't want to show your ads to people who just flew in for a conference or who are driving through. You want to show it to people who live in that area. And I would do a relatively tight radius. If you're in a city, 10 miles is the minimum you can do on Facebook. I would keep it at 10 miles. If you're in a more rural area and people drive 25 miles for a church, then do that. But I would say if for a city, 10 miles, people who live in this area. Going down, you've got to make sure you do not select the default placement for the ads. You don't want that ad being shown on all the audience network and, you know, Messenger. That those things don't have the highest conversion rates. I would show this only natively where you posted it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if you're going to make the original post on Instagram, then I would put the ad dollars just boosting that Instagram post. Don't put it as a story. Put it as a post, and don't also put that Facebook, because the language on Facebook is different. You know, I would go and do a separate post on Facebook that you're going to only show in Facebook, and another one that's in Instagram that you would only show in Instagram. Do you agree with that or not?
Yeah, no, I've actually seen large companies like Coca-Cola or Pepsi or something like that, where I can see that on my Instagram story, it was originally a post. And you can tell because the caption was more than like a sentence or two. And you can't fit that many words on a story. And so it says, join us tomorrow at dot, dot, dot. And it just cuts off. So Facebook is trying to make it easier, saying you could like just check these boxes and we'll do the rest of the work for you.
Yeah.
But there's no good quality there.
Yeah.
So you should really be focused on making sure it's designed for the platform.
And specifically, all I want you to do in this situation, because we told you to make an Instagram video, I want you to deselect every option except for Instagram post. That's it. Go on, set your budget. You have two options with budgets. You can do a lifetime budget, or you can do a budget based on per day. The benefits of doing a lifetime budget is you can use the scheduler. If you say, I'm going to run this for 1 month and I'm going to spend a total of $500, then it opens up a new little option where you can show what times of day you want to only show this ad, which can be beneficial. I recommend you making it a part of your mindset in your church. We are spending all the time, $10, $20, $30 a day. And that this is our give campaign. We're going to do a different one for the ask campaign. But for the give, this is where you're going to spend most of your dollars. I would do it per day and just let it run. Then you're going to hit next, and you're going to be shown where you create the actual ad. And up on the top, it says create ad, or it says use existing post. And you want to select use existing post. Select your Instagram account. Make sure you've connected it in your Facebook Business Manager. And then it will allow you to select the post that you want. But now since this is an ad, you have an extra option that you don't with a post. With Instagram, as you know, you can't outbound link. You can't paste a link and have it work. But when it's an ad, it allows you to. It allows you to, you know, you can go straight to the plan your visit page, or you can go straight to the homepage of your website. But when you make it an ad, you can have a learn more or watch more or get in. There's some different button options that you can do, and you can paste in the URL, and then you go ahead and you hit publish. Make sure that the video doesn't use too much text in it, because they only allow you a little bit of text, 20% or less of the screen. And so you're not going to want to do huge subtitles or anything like that. And it's going to take maybe a couple hours for that ad to get approved. But once it's approved, you then have an ad that's running. It used to be, up until a few months ago, that the only way to enter somebody into a retargeting audience was if they clicked and went to your website. And so the name of the game was to get them to swipe up or to get them to click to go to your website, because then you could get them into your retargeting campaign. Facebook just changed the rules, which changed our marketing, which really should change your marketing forever. And in the next episode, we're going to show you how to take advantage of these give ads and now make them into an ask ad with pixel retargeting that really works. So stay tuned for next time, and we're going to show you how to do that.